Hey now, it's Mike Gilbert, host of the Mike and JD Show, right here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Join JD by God Oliva and myself every Thursday night live on the Voices of Wrestling YouTube channel at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we stay up all night discussing all the hottest stories in professional wrestling. You can also check us out right here on the Voices of Wrestling podcasting feed, or you can subscribe to the Mike and JD Show feed. Now, enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, what you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our Patreon. If you want to hear the full thing, please go to flagshippatreon.com and subscribe to either our $5 or $10 tier. A subscription to the $5 tier gives you access to most of our bonus audio, including Flagship Plus, The Overrun, as well as retro content like Jovember to Remember, our retro audio documentaries, as well as exclusive breaking news reports. You can upgrade to the $10 tier and unlock all of our bonus content, including written columns and reviews, as well as live shows like Instant Reaction Live and the Flagship Live, as well as all of the other benefits available on the $5 tier. Once again, that's flagshippatreon.com. And now to the free preview of one of our exclusive episodes.
But no, this match was so great that, and I was enjoying myself so much that it made me feel like a kid again. This made me feel like, oh, this is why I love this. This is why I sit through all the pro wrestling that I fucking hate, because you have matches like this that remind me why this is the greatest hobby that there is. And, these guys were perfect. This was an easy five star. This is one of those five stars where it's like, what are we even talking about? This has to be five stars. I apologize because I didn't take notes. It was phones down, pens down. Yeah. I just wanted to watch. And, the one spot where he went for the ass cutter and Danielson, the perfect timing on the Basaiku knee, and then overall the spots, but
yeah, I wrote that spot down because I think that was the best sequence I've ever seen in a wrestling match. That Will does a reversal by flipping out of a suplex.
Yeah.
Danielson then ducks a hidden blade attempt. And then they bounce off the ropes and Danielson hits the most perfect Psycho New you've ever seen. And Ospreay sells it better than anybody's ever sold it ever. And everybody in that arena and me and you and everybody just made noise. They just made a noise, whatever that noise was, whether they were yelling or yelping or cheering or hooting or hollering. It was just like, what the fuck did I just see? And then like came back seconds later with Ospreay doing the ass cutter and then ate a Basaiku knee to the back of his fucking head. Yeah, and I wrote head, here, yeah. I wrote, the reversal by Will flipping out of the suplex into Danielson, ducking a hidden blade attempt into hitting the Basaiku knee on Ospreay was one of the best sequences I've ever seen in pro wrestling history. What the fuck did I just see? And then I wrote dot, dot, dot. Oh, wait, never mind. Ospreay went for an ass cutter and ate a Basaiku knee to the back of his fucking head. Now I have a new favorite sequence I've ever seen in wrestling history. It's like back to back within like 2 minutes, they did two of the things things you've never ever seen in your life, and just nailed everything perfectly. I mean, that's insane.
Well, here's the thing. They're both so fucking great because everything they do is so impeccable and perfect, and the timing is just, people talk about timing in pro wrestling, and I'm not sure that a lot of time people know what they're even mean when they say that. But when you watch a match like this and the timing required for some of these spots and how both guys were right exactly where they needed to be, and the timing was perfect, because these are two of the greatest pro wrestlers to ever walk the earth. And Will Ospreay is not one of the greatest pro wrestlers to ever walk the earth because of his flippy doos or the creative spots that he comes up with, or all that stuff's great. Okay. But it's because the mechanics of pro wrestling, he's better than nearly everyone who's ever done this before. And it's right on the level with Bryan Danielson or anybody else you want to name. That's an all-time great. Bret Hart's another one. When was Bret Hart ever not in the right place at the precise right time? Okay. Now, he worked in a different era, and they didn't work to have matches that were quote-unquote the epics that people have today. But I'm talking about the mechanics of pro wrestling. When was Bret Hart not in the right place at the right time doing the right thing?
Right.
Making everything look perfect. That's why Bret Hart, the excellence of execution, was him like shooting on the, he's like ribbon, like shooting on the square with that moniker that he gave himself. Cause he knew it, he's a cocky fuck. That's what part of what makes Bret so great was he was so confident and cocky in his own abilities that he gave himself a shoot nickname that both described his kayfabe persona and what he really thought of himself. You know, he really thinks he's the excellence of execution. Just listen to the guy talk for 5 minutes, and he was. And that's like how these guys are. And I think Will Ospreay, Danielson, everyone kind of universally agrees. I think where Ospreay gets shortchanged is his detractors. And I'm not doing that today. Okay. But
no, like they're done. You guys are done. I'm not, you detractors
don't do it,
are
Rich.
Done.
We're not
You're
doing
done.
That today.
Over.
But his,
done.
But his, but the point I'm trying to make is his detractors or people, like, they think that what people like about Will is all of the flashy shit. But what you don't, what I think he doesn't get enough credit for is the mechanics of pro wrestling and the technical aspect of pro wrestling and in terms of performing, he's perfect. And he almost always is. And that's what makes him great. That's why people like me say that he's already in the argument for being one, for being the greatest wrestler of all time. Not because he used to do flippy doos and not because he comes up with these wild creative spots, but because of that combined with his execution. And in a match like this, where he's in there with someone else who's on his level, you saw the result, because Danielson is also perfect at those things. Perfect. And that's not even getting into the selling, the construction of the match, you know, the shit that I just talked about that I disregarded, the flashiness of some of the spots. You know, look, this was as perfect as pro wrestling could be. That's why it's an easy five. Okay. And, you know, Danielson, at least he finally, it's his first last full year in wrestling. We all understand that. I don't even know. And look, he keeps saying, but I'm never going to, he flat out finally said, I'm never going to retire.
Yeah. It was on a SI interview this weekend. For people that didn't see it, he said, in SI, like, essentially, yeah, it's my final year as a full time wrestler, but I'm never retiring from wrestling. Because he's not.
I don't even know if I buy that. It's, he might think it's his last. He loves it too much, and he's too good at it. So we'll see what not full time means to him. Okay, I'm just not convinced. You know, when he retired the first time, I went on the air with Rob McCarron, and I said he's coming back. I mean, everyone thinks he's done, but he's coming back. Okay, this guy just has it in him. But just a phenomenal match. Again, I didn't write nothing down. I'm like Paulie Walnuts over here. I don't write nothing down. But, it somehow met the elevated expectations, because we're watching two of the greatest of all time. And quite honestly, I think they're both peaking. And I know that sounds crazy, because Danielson's in his, quote, last year of full-time wrestling. When has he ever been on a better run than this?
Oh, he's fucking phenomenal right now. Yeah, I'm a big defender of a lot of other Danielson runs, a lot of the ROH runs. This is by far his best run ever. I think the diversity of opponents that he's having, the diversity of the matches that he's having. I mean, just a couple days ago, we had a bunkhouse match, and he's bleeding buckets and his hair's down or whatever. Then he comes out here and has that. Like, even in those peak ROH days, he was doing, like, there's a lot of really, really good stuff. You know, his title reign and all that sort of stuff. I like that stuff a lot. A lot of it was kind of samey. A lot of it was him doing, you know, Bryan Danielson type matches or whatever at that time. And again, I love that shit. I absolutely love it. But man, with the diversity of opponents, the diversity of matches, the big spots that he's doing it in, I mean, God, he is absolutely.
This is the best run. Hey, listen,
absolutely.
The only one you could debate is 06 to 08.
Right.
The world title, the ROH world title run, and then later on the Morishima stuff, and then you want to extend it to 09 where he got, you know, he went to Dragon Gate USA against Shingo and all that. If you want. But that, now we're getting, like, that's a long fucking, that now we're talking 3-4 years, right? So it's like, that's not really a run. And that also includes going to WWE, getting fired, going back in the indies. So if you want to say, like, the end of the ROH run, 06 to 08-ish, okay? This is without question his best run since that one. And then if you want, we could, like, argue about that one. But nothing in between has been better than this. Nothing. And I won't accept an argument. I won't accept a fucking argument. Not the first half of his AEW run. Not anything he did not any of the runs he had in WWE. This is it. The only comp to me is like 06 to 08. Or however you want to define the end of that ROH run. So he's just on another fucking level. Ospreay right now is peaking. And look, bell pop. Okay, that's one of your big things.
All time.
And then not only that, not only the bell pop, Rich, they got a second one later when the match kind of reset, right? And then they both kind of backed up into their neutral corners again, and then Ospreay came out with the elbow to the face, right? Like because you were expecting, okay. And then he just knocks him the fuck out. Like,
they had a fucking duel where they sat in the corner and looked at each other and said, all right, you do your thing. I'm going to do my thing. We'll see who wins first. And the elbow won first. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the elbow won. Right.
Hola, hola. My name is Ricardo. I am the host of the Lucha Jobbers podcast here in the Voices of Wrestling podcast network. We are a Spanish-speaking show dedicated to discussing and analyzing pro wrestling from all across the world. From AEW to CMLL, we talk about American wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and of course, Lucha Libre. If something big happened in the pro wrestling world, we will talk about it. So if you know Spanish or have a friend that knows Spanish or want to practice your Lucha Libre pronunciations, go listen to the Lucha Jobbers podcast right here in the Voices of Wrestling podcast network. Nos vemos por ahí.